Shami Shvi is Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara discusses, continuing this discussion of what something that's, whether it's Michael Adam, Michael Behema, whether it's considered Hikusha Shvi or not, if you're allowed to use it for other purposes. The Gemara discusses, what's the halacha? Gabe, Gemara had a certain particular Shaila. Tzipore, Shaila, and Rabbi Ami. People in Tzipore asked Ravimi a Shaila. Maul Hotein Bohen Chitin. What is the halacha legabe? And again, the way the Maravim Fulda explains the Gemara, the Pnei Moshe has the same idea, quotes from the Mishnah Makshirim. There's a halacha where you're taking a thorns and thistles of Shvius, which is not growing on Michael Adam, an animal can't eat that, but it's wet, it's moist, and you want to put it onto wheat to soften the wheat, to make the wheat moist and soft. Is that considered using it in a purpose and a reason for a usage that is not acceptable? So the halacha would be whether lehechsher lechatin chitin, do we see considered that you're allowed to, would that be considered if you're ruining it, as the Pnei Moshe explains? By boy, what's the shaila? Im zehu hifzid um Michael Behema, yeshlam gamkin kedushas shviyash enaf sidon. Is this the din of Michael Behema, which really is not really edible, animals can't eat that? Does an avik din of kedusha shviyas, therefore that retains the kedusha shviyas, but the halacha is putting it on the wheat, to moisten the wheat, using the, would that be considered something that's using it shviyas for the wrong reasons, for the wrong purpose, for something else that's not allowed? So Gemara says, the kaira is pleasure that would be allowed, because we see Gemara says, I'm Rav Lanasin, I make Rav Chanina, same Rav Chanina, filo ale krusaya shari, even leaves of krusaya, you can use the moistened wheat. That's much more right for food than the thorns and the bristles. It's much more meyuchad behema than it would be than thorns and whips. Even though, again, animals don't generally eat this either. It's not generally normally considered Michael behema. However, but it is still more usage for eating than the thorns and the thistles, and yet the kaitzim, and therefore the chitin, the halakh would be, that would be, we considered yet us, it's mutter to do, and therefore if that's permitted to do, and surely then the thorns and thistles, which are much less of a Michael, surely would be allowed to do that. It would not be considered using it for something that it would be considered being mafsid, shvias. The Rosh Mislu has a little bit of a different shock of attire in the Gemara, but this is the way the Pnei Moshe and the Merit Fulda learn the Gemara. And the Gemara brings a raya. I'm a Veoshia. Luvda lismokolov. That we said is halacha, you can follow it. Luvda samachle. You can rely on it. And there was normally that you, there's some things that halacha that's not lamaisa, and there's some things that halacha that it all lamaisa, you can use it. And the Gemara is telling you over here, this halacha chanina is something not just that you said over halacha, but lo lamaisa, but rather it's a halacha that you actually can follow it. It's actually something you can rely on for practical purposes. That's what the Gemara Fulda explains. What he's telling you, the halacha is, it's not stam that the halacha but ain't no osin came, but rather he says the halacha. There's no plant that's designated exclusively for animals except for chatzir. It's the only ones that's right for considered for shvius, that's right for to eat is grass. Grass, there's nothing else except for grass that is used specially for the animals. You make grass grow for the animals, it's the fodder, it's when the animals eat. There's nothing more miyuchid, special that's made for the animals than the grass. Now look, is therefore grass that's wet. You can't use it for anything else. You can't use it for any other purpose. But the moist other things, because lamaisa it's rei lachila, and therefore it would be considered. The animals use it. It has a din of shviyas. Because it's right to eat in places where it's right, the animals eat it. That's what you use. You can't use it for anything else, even to make wheat or anything else wet or moist, because lamaisa, it's considered Michael Behema. And there's a link to Shashvias. So the Gemara says, Vishalaku lahatain, Lakimbo, Mutter lahatimbo. However, you took the grass for the purpose of talk of making other, moistening other weed, halakhah, you're allowed to do that. And it's really, you're not supposed to, because lamaisa, it's designated, or it's and this is the purpose, they eat it, and therefore you shouldn't use it for anything else. But if you went ahead and you did it for the purpose, for this purpose, like we said before, to moisten the thing, la'atin logorit, that you're allowed to, since, says the marfulda, logorit mishar tzorchi odam shoysa makhal behema. Since other things of Michael Behemoth you can use for Tzorchi Adam, it's also Tzorchi Adam. He needs to have his the wheat wet so they can work with it. They can grow. Therefore, that would be considered also Tzorchi Adam, and they'll be considered Motachatvechosheirakos, grass and all other types of greens. Shalokon lahatibem. You took it in order Badafka to moisten them. Mutter lahatibem. You allowed to go ahead and moisten them. You tend to use it for animal, for feeding the animals. Also, then you go ahead, you can't moisten them with them. Now it has a specific purpose. If it doesn't have anything, it's general, we say, a general purpose, then a look, it would have no, it has no, there's no time for it. If it has no special purpose, there's no, the Gishu Shvius remains, and you can't use it for anything else. But something over here, where it's royal, to the thing that majority animals use, it's royal, Michael Adam. It's a normal Michael Behema, then the look is, you can't use it for another purpose, like moistening the wheat, because the fact that it's considered another usage for Shvius. Tanabar Kafra, Mutter, Lahatan Lam. He's allowed to go eat moist grass with this. You took it for, use it for Behema. He holds it. You're allowed to do that. Mutter, Lahatan Lam. He disagrees. But Kafran says that you're allowed to, even grass that's used from mostly for it's the majority of the Michael Behema, that's what it's used for. Halakha stool is not considered it's not considered something unusual. It's not considered you're taking something and you're making it for the wrong purpose. Heaton, Logari, it's not worse than you're allowed to go ahead and use it to wet and moisten other things as wheat as well. It would not be considered a violation of Shvius. Logari just asked it to go ahead and to squeeze juice from these things that are growing. Grass juice that used for it's very good to get. You squeeze out the liquid from the grass. It's used for a purpose. It's used for refuah. It has a tremendous benefit to it. The halakha is you can't do that. Lama, why can't you do that? There's a shvius on it. So when you squeeze out the juices, you're ruining it. You're destroying it. Even though you want it for the juice, you're taking the juice out, you'll have the juice, but you're destroying the plant. And you can't destroy a plant of shvius. They're not to do, even to go ahead and to take out the liquid from it, that will be considered answer. Mamela, therefore, we say, Mishra said this grass would be considered. Now, question, what about other things? Do we say ever such a thing like this? You have oranges or other things that, grapes or things like that, that you're squeezing out because you want the grape juice, you want the orange juice. Would that be considered an issur of ruining shvius, of being destroying shvius? That is a tremendous machlokes in the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch and Halakha of the Poskim. What is the way that we consider it, the line of demarcation between something ruining something that's shvius or peros or shvius, and therefore it's also, or something you're doing with Derech Michael, you're squeezing it out for the sake of it, whether that's considered something that would be considered also or not, has a tremendous discussion amongst the Achronim. The Atama Semaluk Maladam. Where I ask the question, you're telling me that animal foods have a dushes? Do they have? Do the animal that generally don't have it? But these things you're saying now do. The grass does because it's the main Michael, but other Beichel. Oh, the Okbehma does not have. Is it true? Atama Semaluk Maladam. You say in the Mishnah before that we say anything you make into malugma, you make it for things used for animals, for plaster, for animal to like put over wounds. Halakha is, since we say you're allowed to go do that, so Mara says you should also be allowed to do this as well. If you're allowed to go ahead and take these things, make it in malugma, take it into a medicine to heal a wound for an animal and for humans, surely you can go ahead, you can take the juice. Why would it be considered tzatzer? If you have a purpose, you're taking it out for the sake of an adam, so why should it be considered tzatzer? Why is that not considered destroying? It should be the same halakha. It should be mutter for a person. It should be a mutter for a person. So the Gemara says, Amrav Yossi, Shemina Shosemem Aluk Mala Adam. Yes, we learned halakha in the Mishnah. You can go ahead and make from animal foods a shvius into malukma, but plaster for human beings. Shemina Shemud Lazok La Shemem Shemana Adam. We learned over here that it's permitted to squeeze them and to make them into medicines. Yeah, that I do. You see, you're allowed to do that. That's remember, Smafish Psulas Akas Niskalamashka. You know what? Once you squeeze it, it's psulas. It remains. It's nothing. You can't do anything. You ruined it. You ruined the plant. You ruined the fruit. There's nothing left. It's mutter. Look at the mutter. So therefore, he says, "Oh, well, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala." Then over here, you're allowed to go do that. You're allowed to go ahead and take out what you want to take out from it, and it's still considered Michael Behema. It's still considered Kedusha Shvius, and the halacha is you'd be allowed to do so. You're allowed to do that. The Gemara says what the halakha is. Let's see if this applies to other things as well. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Tamatani, let's look at halakha of this particular min. We looked in a Mishnah in Mesekos Oksin, Luvay Zeratim, shoots of the service tree, Vashel Aurel, and of an Aurel, Harelov Shitna, and the leaves of a wild tree, Ain Matamin Tumasaikl, and Shindako. They don't consider, not considered Tumasaikl, you can't contact food, no din Tumasaikl, unless they become Royal Achila, unless they become sweetened, somehow, in some way, they become Royal Achila. Otherwise, it's considered as no din, not a din Michael, but it's no din of a Tumasaikl. Because it's not Roy Lakila, but if it has a Roy Lakila, if it has something where it's Roy Lakila, then luckily is it would be considered asa. Why did Taka did not? Why do they not? Why aren't they makabel tumah before they become sweetened? Shemar, because the things before they become very bitter, and therefore this thing is bitter. It's not even Michael, because it's so bitter. You mean I run shavi tzorva shoka? Therefore, it's so bitter that you can't eat it. And you can't eat it. It's not considered a Michael. You can't consider it a Michael if it's too bitter to eat. But lupins also, aren't they also bitter before they're cooked? And the halacha is, you say considered the Michael, it's still considered a Michael. You can cobble tum with it. Why? Why isn't this the same as all the other things? Aren't they cooked? And halacha should be considered, that would be royal akila. If it's royal akila, that should be considered food. If it's considered food, should makabu be able to makabu tum, even on food? So the Gemara answers, Shanina led to Musa. Musa lupins are different. Sheikon okoladam, because really the majority they were not okoladam. Hamila, therefore the okoladam, therefore we say that look, it's considered Rai, it's considered Rai. But the all these things over here, which are not considered Michael Adam, but most people don't eat them, so then you can't go in and say that this is, you can't go in and say what's considered food, what's not considered food. It's a question of Shemitah, so they're different because what's the Iker? You have to know what the Iker is. Is it Iker for food? The royal Michael Adam, or is it considered? No, not considered Michael Adam. And the question is, what do you do with it? It's considered that it has no purpose to it, has no shavius to it, then you can't destroy it because you're destroying shavius. You can't do that. So therefore, Belloc would be applied. In such a case, we say, it would be considered fine. It would not be a din in Isur Shvias. So the Gemara tries to explain. Shouldn't think that the Mishnah is telling you the halakha is. Oh, the halakha is telling you the halakha of Enkdusha Shvias. There's no Enkdusha Shvias on it. Until it becomes sweet. Until the halakha, it's Rei Lakhil, until it becomes sweet. Just like we say over there, until it becomes sweet, there's no din of Achila. There's no din of Gemara says there's no din of any type of Michael Adam. It has nothing. It's considered kedushas of him, and Shemitaku. So if we see that we have the kedushas of Yom Tov, it means that you have to have the kedushas of everybody, even things that are malhatkin, even things that are considered already sweetened. You don't have to go and sell, make a sale job. We know that's going to be the same halakha applies. So Gemara says, why does the Mishnah tell us that the din shviyas, they accomplished it by doing this? It's no din shviyas anyway, even without that. But what did they get from it? What's the accomplishment that they did? That's the Gemara's kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers and explains a little bit different understanding of what the Gemara says. Gemara starts to explain how lucky it is. We're not talking about shviyas itself on these type of things, but rather it's telling you on things on this, in the shvi, in itself, what it is. It's not just only things that are Michael, even for them, sweeten them, even if it's not really like either. Still, the halakha Mishnah says should apply. The Gemara is going to say should still apply. Should din of shviyas should apply. So Gemara says, "Lo Rav Yehuda Bechanina Ulosh Chashuvas that Tami Tumas Alm Shviyas." Didn't Yosi Bechanina say that Ulshim, his wife and dives are considered the kosher, and it's enough to be Tumas Oiklan to be a couple other things, a couple Tumas Oiklan, be considered Aser. Shalom Bechashuvanheim. What's the itman? We don't understand this halacha. Time Ahodarma, that we said, Achol Hitter Rabbi Yehorek Yavei Mechutzaretz, for Rabbi permitted bring in Gyara greens from Mechutzaretz Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you couldn't have it. You couldn't meet Eretz Yisrael. It only grew outside Eretz Yisrael. Al Mishayde Rebbe, Levi Yak Mechutzal Eretz Papa. Once Rebbe came out to Takana, you can go bring in things that grow in greens from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So the male, you can bring other ones that are that you unimportant. You don't have to have them over here. So if you can have it even during Shvius, you can have them. He Shvius, he Shah Shvius, and Nafkimi, whether there's a Shvius here, other types of here, big Dafkimina. If it's right, if these things that he's saying, these halakas of what he's looking for, is the, he's telling you that the law could be considered in Shvius, that the Chashuv is saying, Tomei Ukhlas Ukhlan Vishavias, he did say the law could be Shvius, then look, there are the Kabbal Tumah. The Roy of the Kabbal Tumah, the Mishnah is telling you that Halakha is, they have a Dusha Shvius, and they're referring to these wild ones. Yeah. And then what I was telling you over there, in Okanami, that it applies. You have enough where you apply it to make it the way you should be able to get whatever you need. So the Gemara says again, Halakha Shivas Ad Yechav Shalem. Here the Mishnah Halakha, Rebbe's Halakha, that's not considered different until after the food is mentioned to give to them. However, in a place when it's not, when it's still gathering together, looking for all the things that fit into place, the Gemara says, in such a case, the Gemara says that the we would have to say the same thing like all the other ones as well. That everything like every things that are not edible, the halakha would be that it would not apply. The halakha would be that they're not really Michael Adam. If they'd be excluded by itself without the pasuk even, it'd be excluded by itself with when to go, when you can't go. The Gemara is a kasha, if that's so, unless you a kasha. But seeing the dover b'tchila, dusha shviyas chalav, b'sof kushviya chalav. We actually find a case where the shviyas starts in the beginning, doesn't take effect in the beginning, but it takes effect later, after, at the end. You know, when you decide where you're going to eat it, you're going to sweeten it, you're going to make it royal akhila, now it becomes asr. Before that became mutter, where do we find that this shviyas is contingent upon this halakha? How can it say, let now it's not kadosh, later it's going to become kadosh, well, you decided later it's detached, it's separated. Now you're going to say it's considered shvius. It's already detached. How can you go back on later? What's going to be later? So Gemara says, no, tikkun. The Hagen says follows. That there is halacha, we said before, siyezov and kornez, put them together, use them for firewood. If you went ahead and you decided you want to use kedusha shvius, you want to use them for food for kedusha shvius, the halacha does apply. You see that even something that does not have a kedusha shvius can go there later and be makabel something in shvius and make something into shvius. So therefore, you see that the halacha Mishnah tells you that this halacha, these andais, these other things, which Mishnah said don't have anything kedusha shvius, and later on we find that they did. That makes sense because you sweeten them. You did something to it to make it royal, to make it royal akhila. Now it has a din of shvius. Now it's going to royal kabbal toma, and it has a din of shvius and it's a shvius as well. So Gemara says, how do you answer that question? Amar Chanina, Shachinim locked on tequila, oak look to Shavia's Galilean. These things that we said quoted before, the Siak Ezov and the Kurnis, these things are different. Because you can get Shvias, Kuntish Shvias, even after they detach from the ground. Because originally you took them off to use them for food, and now you use them for something else, there's no kushvias. But now you took them for food, they get kushvias right away. So later on, even though Lamaisa becomes royal beginning when it was royal tachila, so that the kushvias comes. So now these things over here, when you cut them, these three things that we said now, that you're requiring, the azo of the sea and the kunis, are not royal tachila now because they're not royal eat. They're not royal to eat. When you pick them, they're not royal. But now that later on, they became royal. There was no kushvias. However, later they become royal. So now it has a din kusha shvius, and therefore you see that something that has a din kusha shvius, the kaira, can it get a din shvius later? So the kaira, you see that that's a tremendous kiddush. That's something that doesn't have a kedusha shvius now, but will become kedusha shvius later. The Gemara says is a big kiddush that you're saying. It's the way you have to learn the Gemara. But Rav Chanina is saying it's not the pashtus. It's not the pashtus that it should be that way. It's a big kiddush there, but that's the shita of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are these things? So I see a sitra. See is considered sitra. Ezov ezuva. Ezov is considered an ezuva. And kun is kunisa. Kunis is considered a type of things that are not royal achila in any form. And they're used for different purposes. So look, it's considered a kunis kunisa as a type of a thing that is not royal achila, but is something that's what it's called. People have a usage for it. They have to find out what the usage is, what you pick it for when you take it, and what you use with it. It depends on what you're going to do with it. And that what you're going to do with it and make a determined halacha, whether it's a din kedusha shvius or not kedusha shvius. And the Gemara says, this will be the halacha we apply too, as well, of things that are considered aser, the type of different shemen as well, different plants to be considered aser. Is it in kbir or not? Marsha explained, what was the case we're talking about? What is kabin and what is kabitz? I mean, beitzei nitzkal, of the eggs of the milky chelab nitz, that we met a blossom of a plant that grows that underground, and as it grows in a, it's called kabitzin, that has a beinetzer color. It's what's called because it looks like the white of a flower, of a white flower, and that's what it gets that name. But that's not roi lachila.